Wir waren namenlos und ohne Lieder recht wortlos. Waren wir nie wieder etwas sanglos, sind wir immer noch dafür nicht klanglos. Man hört uns doch nach einem Windstoß, ging ein Sturm los, einfach beispiellos, wurde zeitlos.
Concert Movement Number 2. The One-Armed Fist Pump. Ready, go.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
The following internet radio show you're about to listen to could offend you, could insult you, it could gross you out to no extreme. There's something here for someone, there's something here for everyone. But make no mistake, what you are listening to will always entertain you, and it's always going to be Spankwagon Radio. So sit back with your hosts, Claude Balls and Trencher. Be amazed. Be delighted. But always be entertained. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, man. I didn't even realize I picked that intro. Jesus, talk about a thrill kill right away. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, and you know what that means. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spankwagon Radio. Now, I know some of you are out there going, hey, we only hear Trencher, we do not hear Claude. Yep, he's done it again, folks. Claude's already late for the show, but that's okay. It happens, right? Happened a lot back when we started. It's happening right now, and hey, that's okay. I called him up a little bit before the show, and I go, hey, what's going on? Where are you at? And he's like, well, you see, I can't find a lot of the adapters that I use for the computer because he brings in his laptop to do audio files and stuff like that. And so as of 10 to 6, he was still hunting those things down. Now, real quick before we get going, you want to listen to Spankwagon Radio, you can find us on the internet, spankwagon.net, or your favorite internet radio station. You can also join us live. We have the cam in chat, although I'm not in chat yet. Got to give me a second to do that, but I will get my ass in chat. I'll tell you what, I also make a great deal. I'm sitting here co-hostless. I mean, literally, there is no good. Let me get the camera on here. You can see I am all alone. There is no one else but me here. I need a co-host. So, faithful listeners, I'm going to turn this one over to you. 1-866-LV-ROCKS if you're outside of Las Vegas. If you're inside Las Vegas and you want to just be the phone-in co-host, hey, why not? It's 383-8120. We'll see how that works out. We do have a lot of shit going on today. Of course, we all have the expected dead celebrity, but we're going to do it a little differently again. Very much how we did it differently the first time around. If anybody's a long-time listener, they'll understand what we're talking about. We have the normal segments. I'd like to do Mad Props. However, there's a small case of missing clicker lickers. My name is Trencher. I'm here all alone, playing music by myself. Oh well. I'm almost tempted to do a show not show, but the problem is I don't have music lined up. Who knew? Anywho. So now, obviously, the phone's not ringing. No one's brave enough to step into Claude's shoes, by the way. It's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Local Las Vegas is 383-8120. Let me get my ass in the chat room, because that would mean I'm cool. And cool people hang out in chat rooms. By the way, if you want to join us in chat, it's irc.slashnet.org. The room is #LV-ROCKS. So, this is nice. Literally, I'm alone. You guys think we're joking here. There's no joke. You know, Claude, somewhere between here and home, I'm assuming. I don't know. Guys, I'm serious. I have an idea. I've got a great idea, actually. Hold on. Here's what we're going to do. I wonder what happens if we call Claude. Because we need to find out what's going on with him, right? Yeah, I better do this one off the air. Hey, how you doing?
I'm on my way right now. I found a half-ass adapter.
You found a what?
A partial adapter that may work.
So where are you at? I mean, what's going on here? What did you lose? Because I'm still a little stumped as to what you lost.
The one adapter which goes in to the soundboard.
Now, you realize I have a copy of all of our normal bit music here.
I did not know that, but I have my other clips and other shit, too.
Yeah, see, that's right. We're going to do a clip show today, weren't we?
Sure.
Oh. Everybody in the chat room says hello, and they were hoping that they could hear me dial your cell phone number so they could capture the ringtone.
No.
I'm like, no, better do that one off the air. So where are you at right now? I mean, where exactly are you at?
In my apartment building parking lot.
You haven't even left yet.
I'm in the truck, and it's warming up. I'm at the gates right now exiting.
So you're going to do a roaming report. Can you talk and drive that truck at the same time?
Certainly, you're on speakerphone.
Ah, that explains. I hope everybody in the chat room can hear him.
Unfortunately, I do not have my hands-free unit with me.
You have a hands-free unit with that phone?
Well, I know I have like an earpiece and everything.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, boy, you know, you really, we need to get you, like, I need to do like a 2 p.m. call. Hey, I got to do a 2 p.m. call. Hey, hey, Claude, are you awake? Do you have your bags packed? You got articles and stuff to share with us?
Oh, I got all my stuff right there. What's happening is we're about the house for all the for that one adapter right there for everything else. Because, you know, we got the bits. I got new music and everything. I figure everybody will like. But unfortunately, who the hell knows what happened to it? But I have something kind of sort of makeshift. Oh, flood water.
Yeah, be careful with that.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about that. Everybody's saying the audio's fine for a cell, so... Of course, we have our faithful listeners in the room, and boy, do I appreciate them right now. I was almost tempted to have one of them call in. You know, I was asking for it, calling to be the co-host, but they're all chicken shits.
Pussies.
Yeah.
What happens when I die, man? Who's going to take over then?
I don't know. I mean, if you die, let's say you get into a horrible wreck on the way here, you know, something happens to you, God forbid...
Who would
want to fill those shoes? I don't know.
Tis. No one is there to help out.
No, they're not. Which is sad.
Damn.
So we just get dead air. Notice the dead air.
I'm driving through flood water right now. Hold on.
How deep is it?
About 4 inches
or so. 4 inches of flood water, folks.
Yeah.
They're going to have to call FEMA out for this one.
And wiper blades, they don't work that well. Need to get those replaced.
Hey, they worked fine for me. I don't know what you're bitching about.
Do I know?
If that's the Dodge, they worked fine for me.
They don't seem to be liking me too much. Maybe it's shit on the inside for my air freshener.
It's plausible. Very plausible.
My truck smells like cherries. I finally got the vanilla out.
Hey, come on now. Vanilla is the best smell I ever put in a vehicle.
Yeah, it was probably the only smell that could ever be there. You could probably like smoke weed and have like dead hookers inside your truck, dude. No one would ever have noticed. Oh, vanilla. That is how intense this was, folks.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did. I just bought like five of them and opened them all up at the same time and threw them all on the windshield, you know, all in the rearview mirror and under the seat. So, yeah, the vanilla was definitely overpowering because, you know, that's just kind of like, you know, what I liked.
Oh, look, I'm spinning out.
Wow, and a four banger. All right.
Hey, there you go. I have traction at last.
Let me know what intersection you're at right now.
Do you know?
What's your intersection?
I am now at the corner of Spring Mountain and That street down below. I can't see the sign yet.
All right, dude. We'll catch you when you get...
some shit like that, dude. I'll be there in about 20 minutes max.
Oh. Hey, everybody heard of 20 minutes max? 6:10? We'll go from there. All right. We'll talk to you a little bit, Claude.
All right, dude. I'm on my way.
All right.
Bye.
Claude Balls, ladies and gentlemen. Very late for the show. Oh, my God. This is hilarious. I mean, I wasn't, like I said earlier, I wasn't planning on a show, not show, so I don't want to dive into my news articles. But we do want to get more of you folks over to the chat room. By the way, go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. Join into the chat room. I can guarantee that's where I'm going to be basing most of my conversations for now. Also, if you want to just say anything, I mean, I'm pretty much open to anything right now. You can go ahead and give us a call here at the studio. It's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. If you're local Las Vegas, 383-8120. Pure and simple. Hey, it's a free call for everyone else, right? If you're outside of Vegas. So, just saying. I'm debating. Do we really want to start news, or do I want to throw in some music, or what do I want to do? I really don't know. Let's see what I can do from this. Listen to some music. So we had decided, yeah, we are going to, in fact, do some music. What we're doing right now, though, is I'm dumpster diving through my CD collection that's sitting in my car because I'm so unprepared. Anywho, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Remember, you can find us online, either your favorite internet radio station, or check out our homepage, because, like, we need articles. I need people to submit stuff. See that site? The SpankWagon.net site, you know? That's for you. All for you. Like I said, SpankWagon.net, the official home of Trencher doing shit alone. It's kind of depressing. Listen to some Vandals. Are these Vandals or the Addicts? I think these are the Addicts. Enjoy.
Come out of the hole, come out of the woodwork, come into the fold. Devils and fighters and lightning too. Now with the bandits, top of the hill. Open your windows, open your doors. Open your mind to a freedom of thought.
Alrighty, that was the Addicts, Viva la Revolution. Haha. It's amazing the shit I have in my car. As a matter of fact, let's see. Let's take the Addicts out, because that's a fairly new CD. I just got that from a friend a couple days ago at work. Next up, I think we're going to go ahead and play some Jesus and Mary Chain, because that's like the next disc I have. It's either that or play some 3-Minute Hero. I don't know. It's kind of 50-50. Why don't I play what I have on the machine here, so get my audio levels all adjusted. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at... Oh, that's right. He isn't here. Spankwagon.net. Enjoy the music.
Foghat rule of your orientation.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at SpankWagon.net for your favorite internet radio station. All right, coming up next, why don't we play a little more music? This time from the Jesus and Mary Chain. You're listening to Spank Wagon, SpankWagon.net. right. Some Jesus and Mary Chain, Just Like Honey. A little bit of indie rock going on there. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online via the internet, spankwagon.net, or also check out your, hopefully we're maybe on your favorite internet radio stations. That'd be cool. All righty, let's mix this up a little bit. Enough of the indie rock crap.
Orange barrels everywhere I see. Orange barrels looking back at me. Look at Larry, Darrell, and Darrell standing next to the orange barrel looking back at me. They have signs that say slow down. I drive 25 through town. Their faces are dark and dirty and brown. They're looking back at me. Orange barrels everywhere I see. Orange barrels, why can't I be free? Look at Larry, Darrell, and Darrell standing next to the orange barrel in their orange vest apparel looking back at me. They stand in their stinking sweat. I haven't seen them working yet. They have to pee in a portalet and their butt crack smiles at me.
If I could fly, I'd leave this world behind, and I'd free up my mind from this debris.
And the orange barrel's looking back at me. Orange barrels, everywhere I see. Orange barrels, looking back at me. Look at Larry, Darrell, and Darrell standing next to the orange barrel in their orange vest apparel. They piss off my girlfriend Carol, who's sitting next to me. She makes calls on my cell phone. All she does is piss and moan. She'll look a big fat ass at home or have her service me. Look at Larry, Darrell, and Darrell standing next to the orange barrel in their orange vest apparel. They piss off my girlfriend Carol, who's favorite actress. He's a comic just like me. We drive through the rain and snow to orange barrels. Here we go. Will the work get done? Well, no one knows. It remains a mystery.
Spank Wagon Radio.
All right, unless you're living under a rock, which, hey, may not be a bad place to live on a day like today, but hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, as the bumper just said. We're still waiting for Claude Balls to show up at the studio. Hopefully everything's going okay. For, you know, funny thing is, the fact of the matter is that we've had a lot of rain today already again. And who knew I lived in the goddamn desert with all the rain we've been getting, but I do. Living in the desert, though, and getting all the rain means everything's been flooding. As you know, you drove through the 4 inches of flood water. Maybe that's slowing up a little more. I don't know. Why don't we cut to something different again? We listen to Orange Barrel, something from the Bob and Tom album. Before that, forgot what we listened to before that. A Taste of Honey, I think it was. Told you how much I'm focused on tonight. Don't forget, maybe a little bit Claude should be here, and we should continue doing our thing. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Enjoy.
head. Can't get this pressure point out of my head. I'm feeling him work, you know I feel it in bed. Can't get this pressure point out of my head. I paid all my bills and I've acted so well. I am be cheating, there's nothing to tell. While this pressure I don't understand, and all of my neighbors I lend them a hand. My phone's really tossing and turn. My old mother, I'm begging you please, send me a madness and cure this disease.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. And hey, we finally have our co-host. What's up, dude?
Not much, man. It's just been a shitty fucking day. It's been a shitty fucking week since I came back.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it's okay. See, I have a boss for an asshole.
You mean an asshole for a boss?
Well, an asshole for a boss, dude. Okay, let me go ahead and give a lowdown on this one right here. Basically, at my job, I got a raise. Everybody got a raise to be more competitive. And when my boss heard how much my raise was going to be, you know, he actually told me he thought that I did not deserve this.
That ain't right, dude.
You know, my boss even claims that I have been a thorn in his side since I came back.
Why are you all on this today? You were just fine last night when you were over at my place changing oil.
I was fine until I checked my email today, and I've just... everything today has been going wrong. I'm not happy with my job now. I was very happy before I went to Ohio. I was happy in Ohio, even though I had to work long days and had a strenuous schedule. And I'm not happy now that I'm back here in Las Vegas. I am not happy with my job. It's not that I'm not satisfied with it, because, I mean, after all, dude, nobody's truly satisfied with a job unless, like, you're Mr. Rogers or some shit like that.
Right.
You know, some shit that like, fucking borderlines volunteer work. I'm okay with my job. I hate my boss. I seriously hate my boss. I do not like my boss. My boss is a complete and utter asshole. He's getting married, too, to a fiance.
Wow.
I don't know what she sees in him, but I hope she has vision, dude, because he is a pretty fucked up guy. He has absolutely no confidence in himself whatsoever, nor his people.
Now, one of the chat rooms here asks, have you considered complaining to his boss?
Yes, I am. I'm probably going to take something up like that up to see what I can do. See, the thing about it is, his boss, which used to be my boss, got fired. We don't know why. Who knows? Can't
right,
tell.
Right.
But ever since then, see, the guy who got fired, he was good friends with, And the problem is, my boss right now has a big inferiority complex where he can't do anything on his own. He's not a big boy.
Okay.
So, therefore, he has to rely on someone else to give him guidance consistently. No matter what the issue was, what the situation, my boss could not actually go forth and put an independent foot forward, to have an independent thought, and to actually make a decision on his own. And my boss has his own shortcomings, which, unfortunately, he is aware of, but doesn't want to do anything about.
Right.
So, therefore, he thinks I'm the same. So, when I had a coworker who was very depressed with their job right there, who was utterly unhappy, and I could tell there's probably some personal issues going on at home with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him what was the matter and tried to talk to him a little bit. You know, my boss yelled at me, telling me I was fraternizing with people and I should put away the differences and not be friends with people because I'm in management now. My boss actually does not have any people skills whatsoever. He has probably the empathy of a fucking dingleberry. Amoebas have more of a goal in life. My boss actually specifically stated that he doesn't want to be in his job in a year, and not in the sense of I want to move up in the company, you know, because I feel I have more to offer. In the sense of I am not comfortable where I'm at right now. I want to get away from all this.
Interesting, very interesting.
Yes, I hate my fucking boss. My employer's fine.
How do you feel now?
I feel pretty much the same, where I want to choke the shit out of him.
Any way we can get you away from that, for now, at least for Spankway.
We can talk about my truck, which has an alternator problem, and the airbag light keeps coming on the way down here. So, yeah, let's find something. I feel like the Happy Time Harry doll right now.
The Happy Time Harry doll?
Yeah, apparently someone does not watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, you mean the... yes, that one. I'm thinking, you know, the first thing I hear Happy and Harry in the same sentence, I think of the guy who ran the furniture store.
I don't think
of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I think of, hello, I'm Happy Harry. I make everybody happy. That's what I think.
Yes, apparently, you know, Happy Harry's dead.
Yeah, well, yeah, he died a few years ago, which I didn't even know.
No, he didn't. And the sandwich shop is closed. So
yeah, Happy Harry, celebrity subs.
Yes, we'll never have the chance now to taste the...
The fine bologna.
What was it? The Kenny Carey fruit salad. That was actually on the menu.
Yikes.
Yes, yes. Yikes indeed. It was Happy Time Harry's celebrity... Or, excuse me, Happy Harry's celebrities sandwich shop / Jewish disco nightclub.
Yeah, you're right now that you think about it.
Yes.
That's exactly. And check out our nightlife after 10 p.m. I'm like, whoa, that's not good.
Yes.
Would you like a piece of salami?
Man, Happy Harry, dude. And you know what I was wondering, too, because I was reminiscing about some stuff, man. Thinking about how long I've actually been here in Las Vegas. Whatever happened to Jency James, man?
Who knows? I don't know. I don't even know who that person was to begin
with. Okay, check it out. If anybody's hardcore here and knows Las Vegas, dude, it was this chick, Jency James. She had her own fucking TV show on, like, public access.
Okay.
She was sponsored by Happy Harry and that fucking dermatologist guy, you know, with the bug eyes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those were her two sponsors, dude. She had nothing but, like, fucking canned laughter. And she was all the time, like, taping her shows down at the fucking Showboat.
Well, there's one another thing that's closed, you know. Showboat's gone. It became the Castaways, and the Castaways is left.
Yeah, the Castaways is now
Castaway.
Like Castaway. Yeah.
So.
Goodbye. Yeah, I was watching like a thing on Sherwood Schwartz, dude. Talked about like Gilligan's Island and all the stuff for that right there. How it came to be and how they thought about doing this and that and stuff. And it was the funniest fucking thing on earth. My mother's friend, Sylvia, didn't know that Gilligan's Island was not really on an island. She did not realize it was like a 3-foot pool of water.
Nice.
Dug in the middle of a parking lot over on Paramount.
Nice.
Yes, yes.
Hey,
I was shaking my head, too.
You know, there's people out there that have to believe in movie magic. There's people out there, they need to exist, you know, in order to keep things going. You know, because if you don't have movie magic, if you don't have the belief in it, you know, what good is it? It's that suspend your disbelief kind of deal.
suspend your disbelief. You know what? There's a lot of things that can suspend my disbelief. Thunderbirds makes me suspend my disbelief. Gilligan's Island doesn't.
Does not. All right.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what we're doing, because obviously we're not doing a break. We only have an hour and 15 minutes to fill with all with their 2 hours worth of information.
Well, fuck this, man. Let's just go ahead and let's just do what we do best and go through the shit at our own pace.
Dive right fucking in here. Do you want to dive into our dead celebrity? Because our dead celebrity has a little bit more...
Yeah.
I don't want to say. Our dead celebrities actually, we got it. We have to get this out of the way.
Yeah, we have, and this is like just, you know.
Give some background.
Oh, yeah. Basically, this is going to be very interesting for you kids at home. Our dead celebrity of the week right here.
Has already been dead to us once.
He's already been dead to us once. This is actually the third time we've had a repeat dead celebrity on Spankwagon. The first was ODB, Russell Jones, Big
Russell
Baby
Jones,
Jesus.
Big Baby Jesus, right.
Slash, what if, I forgot the final one.
Russell something,
yeah,
Big Baby Jesus, Old Dirty Bastard,
Russell Jones,
Dirk McGirt.
Dirk McGirt, thank you. The next one was Yasser Arafat when he was declared dead twice.
Declared dead one day and declared
dead
again.
And this person was actually an April Fool's joke last year that we pulled on everybody.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I was going through the archive to find what we did. And you know what show that was?
No.
That was 5 Gallons of Spank we did that on.
Was it 5 Gallons of Spank?
5 Gallons of Spank is like a seminal show. I mean, we covered so much right there. It even had Smack on it doing a recorded bit.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was a seminal show. Okay, what we're going to do, we got to do our dead sled, but we're not doing it.
We're not.
Claude
gonna
and
do,
I are not going to do the
now.
Dead celebrity.
We're going to do dead celebrity from when we first reported this as a prank.
About 10 months ago.
And what's odd is we even nailed the cause
of
death.
We nailed the cause of death right down. I mean, so, we weren't wrong.
Let's reminisce about a dead celebrity that we mourned last year but only died this
just
year.
Because we were being a shithead.
Let's hear that.
Gotta do the intro. All
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Gotta do the intro. That intro was long, too. I didn't realize it was a minute 17.
I'm so pissed because they don't have the adapter hookup. You know, this is a song sung by Nick Funicello.
Really?
Dude, I have the clip of it, too, man. I need to, if you want, I'll bust the laptop off.
We'll figure it out later.
All right.
Let's get to the clip.
Okay, yes.
Radio on the way here. I was listening to some man talk, and this floored me. Now, you don't want to believe me, but anyhow, last night, or actually it was overnight, Johnny Carson passed away. Johnny Carson was 78. Now, the cause of death is unknown, according to the radio station, at this time. However, he was admitted due to complications with emphysema. They're saying he was admitted to Cedars-Sinai Hospital, Los Angeles, California. Carson, of course, if you don't know, is the guy from The Tonight Show. He actually took over for Jack Parr, who also... passed away earlier this year. We did a dead celebrity on Jack Parr.
Mad death.
Carson himself was known as a chain smoker so much that he even used to smoke on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
He used to be able to see, you know, he'd smoke in the commercial breaks and stuff like that. But yeah. So
well, if you actually look at the old ones, you actually see him smoke down below. I mean, I just like can't believe it still, man. And actually, there's even more stuff right there. Carson was one of the first and one of the biggest major investors in a DeLorean Motor Company. He put up half $1 million in his own company, ended up getting one of his own car, got a free DeLorean for it that broke down twice due to faulty alternators after he bought it.
Nice.
But that just was fucking whoa.
Yeah, actually, a little bit of trivia. Johnny Carson was born October 23, 1925, and he was born in Corning, Iowa, although he never claimed to be an Iowan. He was pretty much raised in Nebraska.
Very proud of his pseudo-Nebraskan heritage.
Yeah. Wow. That...
And this is all a joke.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
really.
I know. Just a prank.
Wow, I remember when I first started being able to stay up late.
Tell me about
Johnny
when you first started late up late.
I watched
Johnny Carson.
It used to be an hour and a half.
Really?
I mentioned Leno going to die now. Only if he gets into a motorcycle wreck.
Maybe we made another prediction there.
I always thought Carson was superior to Leno. Yeah, so, I mean, Carson was great. And, you know, one thing that, you know, everybody...
So there you go. We did Dead Celebrity. Actually, that was, like, the second Dead Celebrity. And I heard something about Carson. I'm like, you know, we missed April Fool's by a day. Yeah, what had happened was as we were trying to convince everybody, and we actually, at the end of that show, during the fade-out on our mics, said, April Fool's!
No, actually, when I listened to it, it was, Johnny Carson is A-OK. That's all he said.
So, I mean, that
we
was...
did something. We did admit at the end.
Yeah, at the very end. We did admit at the
April
end.
Fools. Well, anyhow, basically what happened here was,
might as well. It pretty much was an April Fool's.
Yeah, it was a total April Fool's. Johnny Carson, we reported dying. The only thing you could actually say that was inaccurate about that is, number one, the Cedars-Sinai portion.
Yeah.
And the age.
Yeah, 1 year off.
Yeah.
We were 10 months off to the day, you know, almost to the day, it seems. But, yeah, that was pretty good.
That was good.
I have to say that... When we thought that it was a joke, you know, it's sort of like the whole, you know, who's going to die first, Pope or Hope?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then we did Johnny Carson. I'm like, hey, this will be funny. He's in seclusion. You know, we knew that it was going to be a ton of media.
I mean, Johnny
but
Carson.
We were lying our asses off trying to make people believe that just happened.
I mean, and Carson was a good target for that, too, because, I mean, it's like, you know.
Seclusion.
Exactly. I mean, you could have, like, actually have come out on the news. Like, let's say you were a legitimate news source and said, well, guess what? You know, Johnny Carson really did die, like, 5 years ago. Nobody just bothered to tell the public, and that's something that would have been believable.
Yes, totally, totally plausible.
He was, and granted, it was privacy in a good way.
Right.
I wish I could hook up those things. I have a bunch of like, I have an audio clip of a Carson interview.
Why don't we do that next week? Great. We'll have all that stuff ready for next week.
But we will have that indeed. But yeah, okay. He talks about his comedy and stuff, and basically another thing, but. Getting more to the point here, for his final like kind of interview, which was actually done like in 2000 or so,
right?
He actually said, "I let my work speak for myself." You know, I went out on a high note. Why do I want to dilute that anymore?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you don't want to come back
and I think that is totally, totally respectable. And I think that's great.
I think I can agree with that.
That's like a Grace Slick type
dude,
thing.
Dude, you want to know about humor and high notes and low notes?
Go ahead.
Okay, everybody knows if you listen to the station or listen to your syndicate stations, wherever you are, you've heard Daily Noise.
Right.
Well, Daily Noise does this little bit that I find it's funny, but I don't think they find it as funny. Or they're trying too hard to make it serious. It's like word of the day. Mm-hmm. So they come up and they look in the dictionary.com or some other place and find a word, and they give you the actual legitimate definition and then ask people to give actual uses of the word in, you know, proper definition.
Right.
Like today, the word was tactile. So they give, you know, sense of touch, feeling, you know, that is some, like, physical sense of touch and feeling. Blah,
so, basically,
blah, blah.
So basically this is like Dictionary Jeopardy.
It's not even Dictionary Jeopardy, but yeah, I mean, well, yeah, it is Dictionary Jeopardy.
They give you a definition, you must pinpoint the word.
Exactly. And
okay.
It has so much chance to actually be funnier than it is for a daily show. I'm like, why are you guys trying to be PBS, you know? But anyhow, so I decided I had to come up with a sentence. The word? Tactile. So I call up. And I go, hey, yeah, I got a sentence for you. And they're like, okay. Yeah, yeah, you see, I'm redoing all my flooring, so now I got a tactile down onto it.
Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you! See, now that was funny.
That's a total drum roll.
That's a total drum roll. That was the point. It was like, oh.
Blindsided someone with that.
You know, and they're like, well, we don't think that's the proper use of the word.
But you said the word.
But I said the word. I mean, I made it. I thought I made it funny. What does the chat room think about that? I mean, I think something like that needs to be done. I mean,
the chat room does not want to type right now. They only want to listen to me.
It's only because they're wondering.
I have enthralled them.
They worry when they hear just me going, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Spankwagon. They're like, uh-oh, this isn't good. I've watched the chat room go from, I watched the listener base go from like 10 down to 5. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. I apologize.
Oh, I got booed. I got booed. Oh, Jesus.
Mother-in-law says lul.
Or laugh out loud. See? But that's, thank you. The mother-in-law has it right.
You know
tactile.
What?
Think of a sentence you can use tactile. I mean, really. No one could get the right fucking word down.
Yeah.
So I'm like going, you know what? I'm just...
Two drums and a cymbal set fall off a cliff, of course.
Ba-dum-dum.
You know what? Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should go over to like Toys R Us and spend the $30 for the drum and cymbal set.
Drum and cymbal little button?
Yeah.
Ba-dum-boom-tsh.
No, no. I mean, it's an actual like little my first, you know, jazz band.
Your first jazz band?
Yeah. It's this little thing they sell over there. Dude, seriously, it's like a snare drum and a cymbal, and it comes with two drumsticks. And it's like 20, 30 bucks. We should get that.
Whoa. maybe. I don't know.
Taking donations now.
Consider we gotta replace a bunch of parts for our old station. Oh, well.
Yeah.
And,
you know what? That's a good idea. We should have like a PBS/TBN Pat Robertson fundraiser.
In other words, we'll have a big map behind us. You, too, can sponsor shows like these. We got company.
We have someone knocking at the door. I locked it, by the way.
Well, you stall for time. Here, read that article.
All right. So while Trencher sees what homeless guy is going to ask for money at the fucking door this night, Salem, Oregon, this is very interesting, two green adopt-a-highway signs reading, American Nazi Party have popped up on a rural road a few miles from downtown.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's
right.
Got people upset with the county for agreeing to put up the signs who are worried about their neighborhood. Kind of makes you wonder, too, do they only pick up the white trash?
Actually, looking at the article, the county official said that, you know, they can't fight this. The American Nazi Party has every right to. They paid. They did the registration. They did all the paperwork.
Yeah, they did.
That. Tap on the mic for me.
What does that cost?
Thanks.
What does that cost to like,
well,
actually?
Well, there's two signs, one on each end of the road. They cost $250 each, okay? Now, everybody's pissed off because some people have this whole, American Nazi is going to pick up your highway in their backyard.
That's great.
People who live really close to the highway itself, so they're not too pleased.
That's great comedy-wise. I gotta admit, dude.
Can you imagine that? Oh, by the way, joining us in the studio, Sean Omack from his show, Subject to Discussion.
Greetings.
You know, it's kind of nice. I started this show all alone, and now I've got a full studio. It's funny how this kind of works out.
Akari just called me on a
it's the hottest show in LV Rocks, right?
Yes, it is, of course.
I don't know. We'll talk about your show here in a little bit.
Akari calls me on a smackism
show.
Yeah, we do wrestling. Oh yeah, he calls you on a smack by calling you a Farker.
Yes,
nice. The government and local government are saying our hands are pretty much tied from a legal standpoint. It's been very difficult, but the bottom line is they are entitled to participate. Would you like to see, like, KKK members walking around in their sheets picking up the freeway? Do you think people might start aiming or white sheets,
well,
white
actually,
hoods, and orange vests?
Exactly.
You got enough problems with these kids out there getting mowed over by these...
She wasn't...
Are you defending her?
I think I'm defending her a little bit. Yeah, Jessica Williams, who mowed down a bunch of kids. You know what? She made a dumb mistake.
Eight innocent children
died. Yeah, innocent my ass. They were there on work release, okay? That's karma right fucking there. Yeah.
But, you know, the point about it is it doesn't matter what their sins were beforehand. They make good martyrs.
Yeah, they do. They make great martyrs in Carson City.
My thing is the county is equally responsible. Those kids, they were there with no protection whatsoever. You know, no guardrails put up. They're in the middle of the median on a Sunday of all days. You got to be crazy to be out there on a Sunday. That's where all these accidents happen. They're all leaving from the hotels here, hungover, strung
Wait,
out.
Hold on, Chief. She was going southbound.
She was coming in.
So that kills that theory.
Whatever. But still, I mean, on a Sunday of all days? I mean, come on. You know?
Virtual One says the KKK tried to adopt a highway.
Yep.
Now,
as a matter of fact, that's what spurred this.
Right. Some background on that. In some cases, down in Kentucky... In Tennessee, there are instances where local KKK groups were successful in adopt-a-highway sponsorship roles.
Wow.
And programs.
Wow.
So it's not that they tried and failed. There have been instances where they have succeeded.
See, that's amazing. I mean, I can understand that constitutionally they have every right as anybody else to do that. But damn, I mean, that's just free advertising for hate. Pure and simple. American
really
Nazi
so?
Party, yes.
You. Okay, so you think, I'm going to be completely blunt. You're telling me right now, that if you drive down the highway and see a sign that says says Adopt a Highway Program.
Well, I'm not saying it's like seeing a sign with a Rotary Club and American Nazi Party.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you something right there.
All right.
You're saying this advertises hate. So you honestly think that some Joe Schmo driving down the highway is going to see an Adopt a Highway sign next 2 miles sponsored by KKK, American Nazi Party, and suddenly he's going to blurt out, I hate niggers and kikes?
It's plausible.
No, it's not.
It's totally plausible. Can you imagine
I agree with you. I mean, think about the society we're in these days. I mean, come on. I mean, really.
Okay, hold on. Let me give an example. You go and drive past a union rally.
Okay.
You've got two groups of people when you drive past a union rally. You have the people hitting their horns, cheering them on. You have the people yelling and screaming boo. Let's go ahead and take this into the realm
what
of political protest.
What about the people like me that don't care and just drive by?
That's the third party.
Oh, I don't count, dude.
You count?
I'm the silent
minority. Yes, because you're choosing to be silent.
I ignore it.
How can you tell us that you need... I have a voice. You should hear me as I quietly drive on by and ignore you.
Because I don't give a shit.
Then you don't have a... It doesn't matter.
But you're saying that... You said there's two types of people right there.
Three. Okay, there's three. There's the ones that bitch, the ones that support, and your fat ass.
Oh, so now you're going to try to break this down into some sort of... screaming match against me, trying to destroy my character.
Destroy simply, your character?
Simply because you can't have
40
your
fucking
way.
Minutes into the show and you're finally showing up? What character do you have, Bugs?
I showed up for my show. Do I look like some sort of sorcerer of cyberness?
Today we are going to learn more about computers.
I'll teach you how to install Linux.
I really like the computer because I can look at dirty pictures.
I thought that was the third rail in LV Rock. We're not supposed to trash other shows on the same site, are we?
It's no longer a show.
Hold on. Let's rock, paper, scissors. Okay, you ready?
All right.
That fucking STD. God damn that show.
No, don't trash that one.
No.
You can trash the other one.
Yes, because I believe in Scientology. L. Ron Hubbard called that fair game.
Well, you know what? He had Xenu on. He had Xenu on his show this week.
He had Xenu on.
Yeah. Xenu's a fan of Battlestar Galactica.
Webmaster of Galactica Station.
Okay, wait. Battlestar Galactica is not Scientology. That's Mormonism.
We know
You're
that.
Thinking Battlefield Earth.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, Xenu's the one that's more confused than us. He's the one running the site for Battlestar Galactica. I want to point this out for the record.
Yeah, I did kind of lose him in the discussion a little bit. I seem to know a little bit more about the show than he did. I'm older, too. You know, but
oh, yeah, you got to see the original.
Xenu either.
Xenu.
My point here is...
Did you go... No?
I don't...
excuse me, it's Xena. Pardon me. Go ahead.
I seriously don't think a sign that says this highway adopted by. Hold on. Can I just finish real quick? Let me just say this one piece. I do not think that a sign that says this section of highway adopted by the American Nazi Party does any more to inspire hate. People says I hate minorities now or non-whites. Than people who take Martin Luther King off and suddenly go, wow, I should love each other. The meaning is lost on people equally.
You know, I agree to a point.
Did you turn my mic off?
No, I turned mine off. Oh. So that way I couldn't interrupt you. It's sort of like biting my tongue virtually.
All right.
You know, but you have to ruin the magic for everybody out on the interweb.
Oh, yes. The magic of the internet. Ooh.
All right.
Wow, you just did a prep call.
Now, taking that, say somebody has a sign, adopt a highway sign, says, Bob's abortion clinic. What do you think would happen with that?
Look at the vandalism. Look at the vandalism.
Oh, they would go crazy. But I'm still saying it's unfounded. I mean, that's kind of different though, because if somebody were to have a sign for Bob's abortion clinic, might be average. Yeah.
This
abortion of highway adopted by Bob's coat hanger clinic.
Yeah, I mean that's different because that's commercial advertisement.
Well, no, he's not talking about billboard. He's talking about the highway cleanup.
I mean, that's
commercial advertising for the KKK. So you're telling me that when they do it, it's not commercial advertisement. Fuck it, whatever. And when you say it is,
in all honesty, dude, I don't give a shit who sponsors a highway.
But that's
as long as
you.
They clean them.
That's you. What about everybody out there? I mean, we got our line 1-866 LV Rocks. Local Vegas is 383-8120. We have Sean O'Mac. We have Claude and myself. So
okay. But like I say, dude.
Everybody's like, cut his mic, I'm through with him, Bill O'Reilly. Thank you. arguing.
I can't talk today. Spin zone, right?
Fuck Bill O'Reilly, dude. Ooh. I don't like some guy like trying to lecture people on sexual morals who like starts asking about loofah sponges and dildos. I'm serious.
I know.
Exactly.
You want to do a topic change since everybody's like, we're all Bill O'Reilly?
You want to do a topic change? Fine.
Would you like to do... Okay, we'll take a vote. All for topic change. Say aye.
I'm just a guest.
Yeah, you're here.
Great. It's like in we're Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? I'm with you, too.
But y'all archive my show, so I bow to your great
wisdom. You know what?
Power.
Yeah.
Don't bow to him. Bow to me.
How about you?
Let's go ahead. Let's do a topic change. Let's let the audience stew on that for a little bit.
Okay, we'll let the audience stew on the whole, you know, the whole...
Beef stew?
Actually, you're not too far off with that comment.
Is Dinty Moore in the room?
Oh, dude.
Fuck Dinty Moore, dude. Tim Hortons.
Tim Horton. Who's that?
Nazi. Let's drop a bag reference. Tim Horton.
Yeah, I realize that Tim Horton probably would have been funnier, that whole write-up I did, if people knew who Tim Horton was. Because who did laugh their ass off.
People did knew it. But okay.
Uh-oh, Galactica's starting next to go to the chat room. I'm sorry. I should have.
Uh-oh.
The invasion. Starting.
Yeah, let them invade. We'll just point out that they all live in their parents' basement.
Oh.
Akari,
speaking of...
That's not right. It's one of the highest rated shows in the history of Iraq.
Yeah,
what,
great.
Battlestar Galactica?
No.
My STD.
Okay, his show last week had like 20 or 30 people. 20 or 30 fucking people.
Well, yeah,
people radio.
STD. They think it's sex talk.
What?
That's what they think when they see Spankwagon, and they're so upset about that. Spankwagon, yeah. Oh, what the hell? Yeah, see? Look. Right there, Akari. Motherfucking Tim Hortons.
Wow.
You get it? You get it. All right.
Keeping on
the food deal, Hardee's. An article talking about their burgers that they started doing and putting out Hardee's and the Carl's Jr., these super conglomo burgers.
Super conglomo burger. Thank you, dude.
The thick burger. Have you heard of this thing?
The thick burger.
Thick burger.
Sounds like the Mondo burger thing from like the movie.
Close. Topping out at 2/3 of a pound of Angus beef is a regular thick burger. But the bosses wanted more, so the guy thought up the monster thick burger. A pair of 5.7-ounce patties, 4 strips of bacon, 3 slices of American cheese, scattered on a sesame seed buttered bun with mayo. It weighs in at how many calories would you say all that should be?
I'd say it's got to be over at least 1,000.
Sean?
Maybe 1,300.
So I was chatting. What? Go ahead.
I'm a guest on your show.
I'll just come in and ignore.
No, somebody IM'd me. I'm trying to get hit with these IMs again. I'm sorry.
God damn, dude. What's the purpose of having guests, dude?
It's not a guest. We're just here for his...
Nobody comes
he's
in
here for the internet. He's
that's
not
it.
Here for
I was
the
just
show.
About to say, dude. People
like,
are coming
like
in for the fucking connection.
We have the studio troll so they can go to the can. We got Sean so he can sit there and go on the interweb.
I'm not Sob or Goof. Yeah, I have access to...
Are you making your own website over there right now?
I'm going to sell some cars over here.
Sell some cars, too.
Ask me a question later. I have to program a site and hack it for security purposes of a client.
It was a sad day when I was showing up there, I must say. Yeah.
Really?
I miss all 2 of the episodes.
Dude, man. That was the shit, dude. I miss PC Tech Help, dude.
Yeah, PC Tech
Help. I'll never know how to configure Linux now. Or, excuse me, Linux.
Linux.
Just install it.
All right, moving on. The chat room, Akari says 1,420. Taiki says nearly 2. Okay. Virtual 1, 1,500.
And I said 1,300.
Are you ready for this? You said...
I said 1,300.
You said 13?
I said 13.
The grand total, since no one bid at a dollar, 1,418 calories. 600 calories more than Burger King's Whopper with cheese or the equivalent of 2 McDonald's Big Macs.
Jesus fucking Christ.
A lot of health groups, you know what they're calling this new burger? Food porn.
Food porn.
Food porn. It's gluttonous. Jay Leno even joked that the monster thick burger comes in a cardboard box shaped like a coffin. A critic for one of the Chicago Tribune's restaurant guides says, hey, would you like a defibrillator with that? And they also claim that it was unfortunately delicious. What a damn shame. That's a good burger, chomp, chomp.
Dude, that right there, seriously, that sounds like fucking drunk Denny's food. Where you want the grease to get sober.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Big burgers aren't confined to Hardee's. Culver's, the Midwestern chain, has found a hot product, and it's Jumbo Bacon Butter Burger Deluxe.
Sounds powerful.
Jumbo bacon butter burger.
Butter burger.
Butter burger. It's like half burger, half popcorn. Just smear it all over the kernels.
No.
Let me
explain this.
Stick the grease in an IV and just drip it in your veins. Might as well.
Can I have a heart attack, Bob?
Yeah, right. Bob, never heard of
it. The butter burger deluxe, though. Beef patties, bacon, cheese, mayo, pickles. 1,100 calories.
That's wrong.
Burger King offers the double Whopper with cheese. 1,060 calories. McDonald's features the double quarter pounder with cheese, only 730 calories. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was in high school, the old order of the day was 2 number sixes and a fry.
Okay, so what's
two double
sixes?
Quarter pounders.
Wow.
When I was in high school, I wonder why I'm this way now.
I wonder why you're still
all
alive.
I can think of is Blazing Saddles, dude.
You're not sitting in the hospital or drooling out your
you
mouth?
You spare the women? No, we rape
funny
the
enough,
show.
Funny enough, I think I know why I had to get that colostomy, or not colostomy, but that colonoscopy last year. I think I figured it out. 2 double quarter pounders of cheese.
Is that what they found?
Not after I was done with the preparation, no. All they found was leftover Gatorade, but that's another story altogether. Burger sales, though, at all the Hardee's outlets have climbed 20% since the introduction of the first one of these mega fucking burgers. So they're doing something right. Now, I don't know about you, but I actually find it very relieving that a restaurant chain is going that far. Everyone's like, we got to be healthy. We got to give you salads.
You find that relieving?
I do, because you know what? Everyone wants to give you salads with pedometers and bottles of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me think of what McDonald's was trying to do. We're your healthy alternative.
Ooh, dude, you ever had that? They're like caramel apple strips there at McDonald's.
Yeah,
it's fucking nasty.
Yes, they are.
Caramel apple strips.
It's apple and caramel. I mean, that's all it
okay,
is.
Okay, check the.
They found a way to market apples.
Really?
Okay, check this out. But
didn't Big Mac little carton or what?
No,
plastic open. You know,
it's a little plastic bag with like a tub of caramel sauce. The problem is, as you and I know, when caramel gets cold, it's
because we're all culinary experts.
Yes. Because anybody that's ever had Brock's caramel candy, okay, it solidifies. It's not liquid,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they put, like, antifreeze or some shit in this to keep it liquid all the time, and it tastes disgusting.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, if I buy the apples, dude, I'll eat the apples and chuck the sauce.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Wow.
But you realize what you've done, though, is you've purchased an apple at McDonald's.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
how kind of a loser are you?
It defeats the purpose.
And you bought it for like, I think it cost like a buck.
A buck, yeah.
And you can buy an apple at a grocery store for 15 cents.
I know.
And you're like, I'll have an apple, but I won't have this caramel for a buck.
Taki wants to know, is Trencher going to be selling propane and propane accessories?
can't do the voice too much, no.
Yeah,
I'm
not in my Tom Anderson voice right now, too.
Propane and propane.
Now, some McDonald's, if I correct me if I'm mistaken, rent DVDs out, too. Is that
correct? Well, yeah,
oh,
they
fucking A, dude. In Virginia, dude. Or, excuse me, not Virginia. In Ohio, dude, they sell soups.
Soup.
There's some McDonald's that sell pizza.
And Oven Selects.
Yeah, I know about the pizza, but.
Oven Selects?
Dude, Quiznos sandwiches at McDonald's.
That's interesting.
Dude. Yeah, but yes.
Glendale,
California, dude.
Really?
Down in Glendale, or like any place in L.A. where it's like it's or excuse me, I should say any commercial place, like a McDonald's is going to be in like a downtown business section
really?
Or something like that.
Oven
dude,
Select?
They sell fucking pizza.
Wow. What about Oven Mitts? They sell them too. You know those.
Yeah,
whatever
damn.
The hell those
well,
are?
No, that's
those,
Arby's.
Those ones that sponsor Jeopardy, all see them. Oh, Oven Mitts. Here, see them.
What the hell?
Are they called Oven Mitts or something? Like in a dough, and they're like dough, and they're like pizza flavored, and they like. The hell this?
Hold on, time out. Everybody, dumb stare.
What? I'm serious.
Okay, no, thank you.
You've been eating a lot of paint when you're a kid.
No. You watch on Jeopardy, do these
it was
cutaways.
A jumbo monster
a
butter
pocket.
Paint.
lean pockets and.
Dude.
Where the hell you get this from? This isn't
it's
fast
the same
food.
Thing. They should be selling
damn.
That too. Why not?
You
realize what? This show will never fucking work, dude. You get one night where you and I are on topic, you bring in a guest that fucking derails us when we don't do it for ourselves. Fuck, man. Do you drive?
We're never meant to
dude,
be on topic.
I have a question, dude. Do you like drive a Jeep Cherokee?
No.
You just going to park the shit on the tracks for this conversation?
Oh, nice.
You'll have to work that into a, like an obscure
wow, episode. You really did good with that one, too. But no, I think it's totally refreshing that a burger place is saying, fuck your healthiness. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you the biggest fucking
refreshing.
Burger. They even went so far as like new ovens and new broilers and everything with hotter and higher flames. So that way it's truly charbroiled. You know, I mean, the grease drips off. That's one thing I like. I can eat Carl's because they're not as greasy as everybody else. Mm-hmm. McDonald's and stuff, they put them through the thing, then they put them in the plastic tray.
What about Burger King?
I can't eat Burger King.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Burger King just goes through and, you know, they run through the little out.
I don't know. I haven't had Burger King in over a year and a half, so I don't
wow.
know.
Burger King's pretty
I could be right. I could be wrong.
Well,
no, but I think...
In-N-Out.
Love In-N-Out.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Virtual One says, I feel just a little off pulling out a laptop at McDonald's. Okay. Sawmill Parkway McDonald's in Ohio, dude, up in Dublin, dude. They have,
hi, Letty.
They have a fireplace with, like, sofa seats and shit and people with laptops.
But, you know, we talked about this on the show last year when they wanted to put in the McCafés, when they wanted to put in the McDonald's version of a Starbucks.
And there were people with fucking Wi-Fi at McDonald's. It was the most pathetic thing.
Dude, can you imagine your keyboard when you're done? You can't hit the enter key. Slip. Oh, shit. Slip. Oh, shit.
That wasn't a problem, dude, because every time people, like, bust out laptops, dude, their fucking credit card didn't work.
Nice.
Cash only. So much for you people being technical.
Uh-huh. It's Ohio. They got electricity 3 years ago.
Dude, it seems that way.
Dude. No, but like I said, I'm trying to get back on topic.
You think that's refreshing that some place has that?
I think it's totally refreshing that a place does that. Because you know what? Everybody's going healthy. Mm-hmm. And here we have Hardee's and Carl's Jr. going the opposite direction. And you know what? They're making great sales because they realize people will say one thing and do totally another.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
Hey,
totally.
I'm going to be in shape this year. That's my New Year's resolution. And guess what? No, you're still a fat ass and it's Christmas of the next year.
I need an economical car, so I'll go out and buy
an SUV. Yeah, give me an SUV, you know. I want an economical. I want a nice house. $300,000, oh, Summerlin.
Okay, guess what? we're going to settle something once and for all right here. I want final fucking just definition of this. You've told me this before, but you can never give me something dead on. Akari says that he just came back.
No, Diggs said he just came back from
In-N-Out. Akari says 4x4 animal style. What the fuck is animal style?
I don't know about the before. I know what the animal style is.
What is animal style?
Animal style is when they double the cheese, double the onion, double the everything. Pretty much everything.
Double all the condiments.
Yeah, all the condiments. They double
double pickle, double everything.
So animal style is just double condiments.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's not
they,
what they...
And they fry the onions, too, don't they?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, you can ask them for
You
that,
can ask them for that.
And you also, you can ask for the grilled cheese sandwich. It's not on the menu, either.
There, well, yeah, there's tons of the stuff.
Well,
on
yeah,
the menu.
Yeah, there's hidden stuff, but I want a definitive answer as
to what
animal
style
condiments.
Is.
That's what I've learned from it.
Hello, we got three computers, all can get on the interweb. Let's go ahead and find it out.
And every time we do, we lose track of the conversation.
And what else do they have on the hidden?
Well, they got. I mean, they got like the
duck à l'orange. No. Poo-poo, here you go. Duck à l'orange.
Yeah, instead of fries, you can order couscous.
Couscous or quiche.
Couscous.
Mm. Would you, Claude? You eat quiche? Would you eat quiche for a minute? Quiche for a minute?
No, actually, I don't like
quiche.
Quiche? Quiche? Would you eat clit? Oh, whoa. You would eat clit from In-N-Out.
Would I eat clit? Don't you just said?
I think so.
And Diggs is saying animal style is also sautéed onions, so in a way, I was kind of right.
Yeah. So
with extra special sauce, Thousand Island.
Yeah, but what else? You're seeing the official.
Everybody's giving an answer here. Everybody's giving an answer here. Akari is saying animal style bun is grilled with mustard, sautéed onions instead of raw. Pickles, extra special sauce.
Oh.
And you want to know, you want to make them scream. Now, Kari said that this truly works. Go into In-N-Out and order anything more than a 5x5.
Really?
That's five burger patties and five cheese slices.
Oh, I can eat all
Someone
that.
Actually has. Oh, yeah, there's photos of someone.
We saw the photos.
We
that,
had
yeah.
photos on the wagon a long time ago. Someone eating a 20x20.
Ooh, it was gluttonous, man.
It was horrible.
You can't eat it like a burger. You have to dissect.
With the cow right there, they just kill the thing right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get the chainsaw.
The 4x4 is what? Four patties and four...
Four patties and four cheese. So if you go... Theoretically, you can go into any In-N-Out and think of a number combo off your head.
2x2.
Done.
How do you eat a 4x4? You can probably get the double-double in
your
mouth.
A bite at a time. I mean...
Yeah.
I guess.
Same way you eat an elephant. One bite at a time.
Don't fucking give
me motivational
shit.
What else is on their special menu?
You can do it!
What else is on their special menu?
Gary
you know?
Spivey.
They've got thank you. My helmet hair. they have the low carb stuff. Like it's lettuce instead of bread.
Oh well.
You're really not winning much in this battle.
Yeah. Taki claims he once did a 10x10.
Diggs is saying apparently they have various other style burgers available too.
Yeah.
So.
You can get a veggie burger where it's all vegetables, and you know you could do a lot of that stuff. Like me, you can actually for the fries you can ask them for double crisp.
Yeah.
They refry the French fries.
Well, really?
That's
good. I didn't know that. I the only thing I knew was animal style.
Yeah. Wow. I mean they can refry
crisp,
the French
man.
Fries. There's the shakes. You can
you
get a
In-N-Out after this.
Yeah, really? I'd like to get a Neapolitan shake every time I go.
Really?
That is chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla all in one.
Which hits the name Neapolitan.
Mm. Yes.
Now, why do they keep this menu secret? I mean, what
because
is
it keeps it
the purpose?
You feel like you're in a special club when you order, too.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
another thing is
they're big on simplicity.
I've got to watch my language. This is crap.
Why do you have to watch your language?
What, you want us to write it down first before you say it?
I'm a high-standing
dude. I have
and you're on Spankwagon. Wow. Realize where you've lost this argument from the onset.
Yeah.
And every week he comes in, or every few weeks when he comes in, he's like, I can't say the word poo. And we have to point out, you're on the wagon, it's okay.
I have clips of Johnny Carson talking about douche, and you're
really?
Worried about using...
He's a guy that never could say the word McDonald's, right? He's always McDonald's. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
No.
Oh,
sorry.
It was before your time.
Apparently so. Apparently so.
But, yeah, but why, getting back to In-N-Out, how come they can't put this stuff on the menu? They sell more
okay,
stuff.
Okay, the whole idea of the whole, hold on, the whole idea of In-N-Out is that
oh,
sort of retro 60s, you know, keep it simple, stupid kind of a menu thing where you got your basic burgers, your basic drinks, your basic sides, fries. If you want anything more, you know, you have to know. And they're fine with that. This isn't like Sonic. Sonic has that menu where you can order, like, a drink. Yeah, I've eaten there a few times.
I like Sonic.
They have a drink bar that pretty much is the non-alcoholic version of any bar you've ever been to. It's not really that you're buying ocean water.
Dude, they have
you're buying Blue Well drinks, you know? It's just non-alcoholic.
Oh, dude, and the thing is, dude, they have like every type of, what is that called, man? The flavoring?
The what?
Yeah, you know.
What, the drink flavoring? Like
yeah,
the,
yeah.
The one you, like the,
Yeah, the soda jerk stuff, man. There's
I don't know. It's just flavored syrups. That's all it is.
Yeah, I know.
There's no special name for syrup.
No, 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 dude. It's like fluoridated or fluoride or fluorescent or some shit like that.
Phosphorus.
Phosphorus, yes.
Fluoride. I'd like 2 cheeseburgers, a fry.
Fluoride.
And some fluoride.
Or water. Just give you a glass of water. Here, here's your poison.
No, go downtown. You want to drink some? Like, you want to drink some exciting water? Go drink some downtown water.
Dude. Go in the middle of the night, man.
Down to like Binion's.
Yeah.
Down to like Binion's and get a big tall glass of water, of city water. It's the only time you'll drink water and you get whiskey face.
Gary's like real vanilla Coke and
dude,
all that stuff.
Dude, dude,
so.
You
I
know
mean,
what?
But you got
before,
phosphorus. And
before Bob's Bob's Big Boy closed their places here, dude, you could get real vanilla Cokes there.
I believe Bob's it. Big
Boy. Oh, those are great.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm just saying. And actually, I think the star is actually my wife.
Oh, excuse me. I was that's just okay. checking.
Don't get all fresh now, okay.
Right? He already IM'd her.
Well, yeah, you're bringing all your...
wait. Yeah, would you like to cyber with the sorcerer?
You can try my wife out for size.
He's the one posting that he's a swinger
nasty.
And stuff.
Yeah,
he posted his own
thing. He posted. He volunteered that information.
Who?
Cyber sorcerer.
Oh.
Dude, he's my wife and I swing. We go to the Red Rooster.
I'm like, and of course, you know, good old wholesome Sean here is like, oh, really? I wonder what park?
The Red Rooster.
Yeah, they ain't shopping for antiques.
I don't know.
Maybe they are antiques. He's kind of old. So.
That's the Hanna-Barbera guy? Or who?
Dusty down there.
That was Foghorn Leghorn, I guess it was. The Red Rooster was a WWE wrestler.
Listen here, boy. Take my wife now, boy, and go.
Your wife has just used the word icky in a conversation. We're in the chat room.
Downtown water is bad water. It's icky.
Now, somebody in there asked about a...
It's 20 icky.
Meat milkshake.
Ooh. What?
Yeah, that's one of our other listeners.
They want 20 meat.
Dude, that's fucked up.
Would they make a 20 by 20 burger?
Yeah,
oh,
they would.
That's got to be.
You have to pay for it. And it's
I
not
mean,
cheap.
You pay for
no
it.
No way.
You know what I used to do when Wendy's had the salad bar? I would throw bacon bits.
By the way, everybody digs. Man, oh man, why'd you have to bring that up again? I just stopped getting over the nightmares about cyber. Oh, Diggs, we like you, Diggs. We really want to do our show. Can we do a live swinging show? Thank you, Diggs. We'll boot up Linux on your home computer.
Look at my wife.
That actually may not be such a bad show. You think about it.
No one would ever show, even the host. So what are we worried about?
Yeah.
Can you imagine at the Cyber Sorcerer Swing Hour?
Look at my wife. She is very moist. Let me blow my nose and she can be ribbed for your pleasure.
But you blow it. It sounds like an empty beer bottle. I think I stole some of your news articles here. I found this among some wrestling stuff.
Where's my watch? I think it's in my wife's anus.
Oh, Jesus.
My wife is very minty. She douches with the Listerine.
The Wendy's salad bar. Actually, that was outstanding when I had the Wendy's salad bar.
Yeah,
thank you for the save. Thank you for the save.
Outstanding.
Applaud for the save.
My wife used to defile the Wendy's salad bar.
No, he said the salad wasn't bad, and then all the other... what the hell? They had the bacon bits, like you said. And they had
Wendy's salad. It was a salad bar.
It was excellent.
And it's gone.
They had the chopped egg
in the thing. Dude, I just came back from Ohio, dude, with the birthplace of Wendy's. Oh yeah.
He was the unofficial Wendy spokesman.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's pretty cool, dude.
He walked on Dave Thomas's grave.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's nice. How was that?
I was like, supersize it. Yeah.
No, Biggie. Biggie size it.
Biggie. No, you know what?
You
Wendy's
gotta get it straight. Biggie.
That's right. Why do you think? Exactly. But I knew what I was saying. Hence, I walked on his grave being disrespectful. Oh. Supersize. Supersize McDonald.
Were you wearing a Ronald McDonald costume when you were dancing on his grave?
Damn, man. Fucking draw you a picture and shit, dude.
Shall we get you the crayons?
Look, it's Polish night at Stand Up Shack.
Wendy's has done damn well, though. Look at it. They're right up there with, Burger King's closing in on McDonald's, of course, the number two, and Wendy's is right hanging in.
Yeah, Wendy's is right there. Wendy's has always been weird, though. I think Wendy's, in their old-fashioned sense, it scared a lot of people. Mm. Also, considering the fact that I don't think they've updated any of their restaurants since about 1973. Yeah. You know, so you walk in there, you still have the pirate wallpaper in the background, and you're like, whoa. They got, like, swinging wooden doors instead of actual real...
Where's this?
like the ghetto Wendy's near our work.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, it's old. The places look old.
Yeah. You know, dude,
another restaurant. Another
I went to the first Wendy's, dude, and they still had the original, like, tables and shit. They had, like, those newspaper articles.
Did they have, like, Joni Loves Chachi typed on it?
Shit like that, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, old fucking shit like that. No, Wendy's, though, Wendy's...
Well, of course, it says Wendy's owns Tim Hortons, I believe, and you, sir, are correct.
Wow.
There you go, another time with Tim Hortons, so Ikari can have another fucking aneurysm. So, but you know what? Wendy's, though, does the baked potato thing. Yes. They do, you know, they've done the salad bar thing, and that's all good. But my thing with Wendy's, and it was always weird because you really couldn't get a shake, but you get that chocolate frosty. And that chocolate frosty, the minute you try to drink it, what do? Your head fucking implodes. Shudun, you're done. Get the spoon, and please, someone get my head out of my own ass.
Shudun. I think your brain got stuck in
I can give you
straw.
Lessons on that.
Shut the fuck up with that right now.
What,
we're not even going there.
I could go. You know what, dude? I could go on like a cyber sorcerer sex ride. That'd be funny. Dude.
Please don't. I like using the studio.
Out of respect. Yes.
Diggs has to do is, he's at home, is throw a switch, and all of a sudden we're magically off the air. So, point that out.
What do you think of Wendy's fries?
Don't like them.
They're good.
Yeah, I don't like them.
I like them when they double fry them, dude. If they fry all the fucking moisture out of them, oh, they're great.
Yeah.
McDonald's still probably is the best.
No. Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box has the best.
Yeah, Jack in the Box sucks. Dude.
I love Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box is like eating fucking
Orida. In-N-Out, though, to me is probably the best. You know that.
In-N-Out, I agree.
When my stomach was giving me a lot of problems last spring, and like we do a show, and he's like, well, we're going to In-N-Out to get some food. What do you want? I go, well, just give me two orders of fries, and I'll be happy. Mm. You know, two orders of fries, and I'm happy. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, dude, In-N-Out's the best fucking fries ever. And unfortunately, our East Coast friends wouldn't know that because there's no In-N-Out there.
Yeah. But you know, and Fatburger sucks. I can't eat a Fatburger.
Dude. Fried eggs
are
good. Who thought about putting fried eggs on burgers, dude? That's disgusting.
The burgers are good, but the fries, forget about it. You know, don't you think? No?
The Fatburger's fucking horrible, dude. Relish and... Dude, they put fucking relish in fried eggs on their burgers.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Wendy's is a godsend. The rest of the world should bow down and thank Columbus, Ohio, and the makers and founders of Wendy's.
So we should bow down to Dave Thomas.
A hot and delicious, old-fashioned hamburger.
Can I ask you a question? Did you work at a Wendy's? Hello?
Hello?
Did you ever work at a Wendy's?
No, I didn't work at a Wendy's.
That's why you love their food. I can guarantee it. If you ever had to work at a Wendy's, you would change your mind.
You worked in a Wendy's, Trench?
I've worked in fast food, yes. I've worked at a restaurant.
As his uncle.
Say what?
I had a nephew that worked in a Wendy's because he wasn't quite as smart as his uncle.
All right, fair enough. So Wendy's to you is godsend.
Oh, absolutely. It's a hot and delicious.
Listen to this. It's a commercial.
Hot and juicy.
Hot and juicy.
Hamburger.
Old.
You can't get an old-fashioned hamburger in a newfangled restaurant.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, hamburger. We're talking about all we're talking about here is ground beef, right?
Are we talking about what?
Ground beef, right?
No, Wendy's is square, dude.
No.
Ground.
You didn't hear the G. Ground beef.
I thought you said round.
No, I said ground. Shut up, Claude. I said ground beef. So it's all just ground beef, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's ground beef.
So what's the difference between Wendy's and what your mom makes?
Old-fashioned hamburger.
Well, wouldn't your mom's be an old-fashioned hamburger? I'm sure it's a recipe that's been handed down.
What my mom makes, because my mom had six kids, so therefore she would have added, like, eggs and breadcrumbs and all kinds of stuff trying to stretch the beef out, and the next thing you know, you had, like, a McBreakfast instead of a hamburger.
Basically, you ate, like, so there was no old-fashioned hamburgers. There was, like, McMeatloaf.
McMeatloaf.
Where are you calling from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Now, do you have White Castle out there? Now, that's the king of the hill out there.
We have sliders. We love sliders.
Absolutely.
I fucking hate sliders.
Yeah. You hate sliders? Oh, you're crazy. Those are the best things ever.
They smell like chemical fertilizer.
Man.
Thank you, caller.
White Castle is the tastiest treat that they ever made.
Absolutely.
No.
Oh, you're
hell
crazy.
No.
What are you smoking?
Thanks, caller.
Nothing. That's why I don't like White Castle.
Well, you know what? You know, it's fine to like or not like White Castle, but sliders are like when you buy a bag of sliders. Mm. And you're downing a bag bite-sized fucking hamburgers on...
They're disgusting. Guilty. They're fucking raunchy.
You don't feel guilty about eating 12 of them because you think, oh, they're just small.
Because they're going to slide right back out.
They're nasty, dude.
You're done.
That and fucking chicken rings.
Who makes? Do they make chicken ribs?
Yes,
yeah,
they make chicken ribs.
Okay, that sounds
I
fucked up.
I go to a hamburger restaurant, I order a hamburger. I'm going to order chicken.
See, now, I will order chicken at a hamburger restaurant.
Really?
Like, I like Burger King, their chicken thing. Long.
Vert agrees. White Castle is the worst. Thank you, Vert.
They don't know what's good for them. Well, frying those onions.
Tyke wants to know, then, how much does a collar weigh? I don't know. His hamburgers included crackers, eggs, you know, stuff that was dusted up off the floor. I mean, come on. Let's see. We're on this food topic. I'm rather hungry all of a sudden, and I
fucking hate White Castle, dude. Who the fuck orders a Crave case, dude?
Well, I can see a few people about your size.
Dude, see, look, no acne. See, I don't hit the fucking bong.
Or you just know how to wash your face.
Oh, yes. I use Clearasil so I can pass a drug test. Right.
The visual test. I don't know. Enough about this fast food shit.
You don't like fast food, man?
Yeah, I like fast food.
Is it offending you?
I actually like fast food too much, so yeah, it's offending me. It's offending my sensibilities.
All right, change your fucked up spank wagon for everybody.
How do I fuck up my own show, mister? I'm 40 minutes late.
Hey, I showed up, man.
What
about Taco Bell?
I hate Taco
Bell. Or Del
you hate Taco?
Taco
Bell?
I like Del Taco.
You do.
I hate Taco Bell.
Why? I like them both, yeah. But they're two different. They're two completely separate restaurants.
Yeah.
Taco Bell is like Soylent Mexican. I'm serious, dude.
Please explain. Yes.
Doesn't matter what you eat at fucking Taco Bell, because it doesn't matter how hard the tortilla is on the outside; it's all liquefied on the inside.
Taco Bell?
You
go to two different ones. The damn stuff is not made the same. You go to get a brewer's beer in one store, it's lettuce and tomato. You go to the other one, it's all slop when you get it.
Right.
Sorry about the mic, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, this Del Taco is different, because Del Taco will have, like, ground meat.
You're right.
And you can also get pork and stuff at Del Taco, too.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Pork at Del Taco.
Hey, look, I need to call right back in just to clarify a few things about White Castle so that everybody understands its true purpose.
Okay.
White Castle serves a major community service purpose. It is there for one and only one reason, not to go to at 6 p.m. with your family. Mm-hmm. It's there because at 1 a.m. when you're on a full drunk, that burger is delicious. It's not delicious at no other time. Understand that.
Yeah.
But it's there to serve a purpose so that drunk people can get sober enough to drive home.
Absolutely.
And that's all I got to say about that.
Fair enough. Thank you, caller.
He's right. I had an aunt back in Chicago who used to work at one. And I tell you, we went there for the free coffee, we went there for the free hamburgers, and we got done with a horrible Christmas or Thanksgiving dinner, and we stopped at McDonald's or White Castle or some Sliders because the dinner we had sucked. We had to go get,
that must have been really bad if your Thanksgiving dinner was so bad you looked forward to White Castle.
The only thing that was open. That was the only thing that was open, because back there they're open 24 hours in Chicago.
Oh, no shit. They're open during snowstorms.
See,
too.
You know what?
Absolutely.
You know what? I will say, like you mentioned Chicago, there's one place I always liked that they had this in Waterloo, and it's a Chicago-based place. It was called Gold Coast Dogs. Delicious fucking hot dogs. I mean, you name it. I used to get what was called char cheddars. They take regular hot dogs, they mm-hmm. do the boil and all that, but then they put them on the grill, char them up. I mean, we're talking that little crusty, you know, overcooked.
Yeah.
And then they slather them with just melted Velveeta nacho cheese. Oh, yeah. Dude. Greatest thing ever.
You can't get good hot dogs here in Vegas. Oh, yeah, well, actually, you can. Where the hell? Real V Rocks was before the studio. There's a damn bar that had the Cubby Dog.
I can tell you right now, there's two places in Vegas I'll go to for hot dogs.
If you say anywhere on the strip.
No.
Because you don't say Slots of Fun.
No. Fuck, not cheap shit.
Lady
Lips and assholes. No. No, the first one, and you know what? This may seem fucking, you know, not legit, but Sonic.
Really?
They have good Coney dogs. Mm. Second one right there has got to be Chicago Hot Dog up on Rancho.
That's still there, huh?
Yes, it's still there, and it's still good.
Chicago. Yeah, because I hear everybody, you were telling us how greasy it was and all that good
stuff. No, it wasn't greasy, dude.
There's a new place over on Decatur.
Dude, they have Green River up there.
Green River.
Dude, they have chips and sodas imported from Chicago.
Yeah.
Even, dude, the meat and even the relish
is
imported from Chicago.
Yeah.
It's good.
They had a...
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, sorry.
Hey,
Jesus!
Third, one other purpose I forgot. If you ever want to give your wife a great Dutch oven, you can't beat it as a primer.
Thank you, caller.
Dutch oven.
it's a way to prime yourself up for a Dutch oven. Nice.
Well, there's Mr. Hot Dog as well. I don't know. And there's a new place called
Wiener Schnitzel.
No, no.
You know, I've had a Wiener Schnitzel. I liked it.
I liked Wiener Schnitzel.
All right. We need to make sure we're getting our bits in. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time of the show where we acknowledge you,
the listener, with the greatest gift of all.
It's now time in the show for Mad Props, where we tell every one of you how much we appreciate you by clicking a little cheap plastic toy in your general direction. First, let's give it up to the man who runs LV Rocks. Let's give it up to Diggs.
Mad Props.
Let's give it up to Akari Work.
Mad Props.
Let's not forget Gilroy McFadden.
Mad Props.
Say hello, everybody, to Mother-in-Law.
Mad Props.
Hey, shut the fuck up, I'm talking. Go
mad,
ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt.
You sure? Yeah.
Mad Props.
Hey, I'm surprised they're there. I thought the smartass was sitting next to me.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Mad Props. And somebody else from Ohio, I believe, too.
Whoops. Hey, let's say hello to Star.
Mad Props.
Let's say hello to Taiki.
Mad Props.
What's the whole thing on Toe's name there? It's like Toe, we had a baby, eats a boy.
Spanking for a living.
Let's say hello to Toe, spanking for a living.
Mad Props.
Also, Virtual One.
Mad Props.
And finally, Vocurus.
Mad Props.
Wow, props lasted longer than our 1 minute song.
Fuck, I know, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we thank everyone in Spankwagon Land for tuning in. All right, back to where we were talking about. I think it was food, but I was going to try to change the topic. Let's see. When do we want to do where prairie people sue people? Do we want to do the one where people sue people?
People are always suing
people.
Do we
want to do the other one where they're suing people? All right, check it out. Philadelphia law firm filed a class action lawsuit against telecommunications company Verizon over what it alleges is an overly enthusiastic email filtering.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Verizon doesn't give a shit about their DSL customers from what I've heard.
That's true. The dial-up subscribers have been using a rather large... Well, the Verizon DSL and dial-up people have been using a rather large blacklist, blocking mail from parts of Europe, China, and New Zealand. As a result, many Verizon customers are finding it nearly impossible to receive email from people in the affected countries. Verizon claims that it's merely following best practices in order to reduce spam to a manageable level. Subscribers are able to request that specific domains be unblocked, but that seems cumbersome for a solution to the problem.
Well, you know, hey.
The company
sucks to have to talk to somebody out of the country.
Yeah, no shit. The company acknowledges that its policy is giving some of the customers headaches by blocking legitimate mails, but it says the vast majority of its subscribers are happy with the policy and that the loudest complaints are actually coming from the spammers themselves. Now, let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
Spam and computers and everything like that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much you're online, so chime in whenever you want, but I know how much him and I are online, and I get at least 60 spam, if not more, a day.
Same here now.
On,
it's
on just one email account.
Right. It's really increased for me, too.
Would you complain if you had legitimate mail lost because it looked like a spammer?
We are big time. You two are big time talk show hosts, so yes.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know.
Why do you have to fucking look a gift horse in the mouth all the time?
Hey, it's my. I'm more humble than you ever will be.
I'm serious.
It's not true, dude. I'm so
humiliated.
No.
I'm so humiliated because you came in late. You're right. You're so right. But
seriously, a lot. There's the dude that does the show out of the Stardust, the national show. He gets like 200-300 spam.
Yeah, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now this isn't even on the email account that's actually set up for the show.
Really?
This isn't on any of those. But what I'm saying is the fact that would you be okay with, you know.
No, I would not. And the reason is because I deal a lot with people that are from the UK.
Okay.
And occasionally, on some rare occasions, I do get some email from a legitimate source in Hong Kong.
Oh.
From some of my contacts right there.
Ooh.
From people I actually do business with, you know, for car parts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there really would indeed suck with me. Now, however, I think, you know, if we were to, like, ban all email from China, that'd be cool because that way we could impose a sanction onto China.
An email sanction? I mean, well, let's think about this politically, then.
Can you put email economic sanctions on China?
Well, let's ask this question, though. You're more into the politics than us in this respect, maybe. Is it possible to put sanctions on communications?
I don't think so.
Phones,
that's censorship,
mail.
Isn't it?
Nah, but if you're sanctioning it from another country, is that necessarily censorship?
Well, see, the problem is right here. It's not free speech that people are trying to, like, provide. It's a spam email. And besides that right there, the copyright and plagiarism laws.
Okay.
Who's
okay.
decide what's spam, though? I mean,
well, that's just
unsolicited
it. I mean,
email.
Unsolicited email you did not ask for from people you do not know.
No, email you did not ask for.
Really?
Which does not tie into
I don't
any.
Know. I mean, right, like, we do right. these shows for, you know, not for a living, but we do, you know, whatever. But, I mean, you know, pretty much we encourage people to contact us
right.
through the email account.
Right.
So, I mean,
and
what if somebody from China, you know, you won't be able to contact, hey, the show's great, I want to bring guys over to China and do a live remote. Oh, well, you can't get the email. So
well, you
sorry.
Can't get the email because China's blocked. I mean, yeah. can you put sanctions on that, though? I mean, look, you can't have a Cuban cigar. You can't have, there's some whiskeys that you can't bring into the
I
States.
Think that's nonsense.
You know, to have those kind of economic sanctions, can you do sanctions on communication items?
No, I've never had a Cuban cigar. Well, I don't imagine anybody here has anyway. I wonder what they taste like.
Mm. I have
nasty,
no clue.
Probably. Yeah, but, I mean, how can you do that? I really, that bothers me. I let him sell the damn cigars, crying out loud.
Okay.
I'm over. Trade.
But,
trade.
Yeah, and
you're all for NAFTA and all that, and, you know.
I think that you get rid of Castro, you got to free trade, and let him show how good life can be, and they'll overthrow
well,
him.
Well, Castro, getting rid of Castro does worry me a lot about Cuba.
Just push him down a stage.
Well, no. If Castro were to die today and we were to open up sanctions to Cuba, it does concern me.
Why?
Well, not so much the communist threat, although I still think communism is a danger to the free world. Mainly the threat of where would all the tourism go to, like the Virgin Islands and the U.S. territories? Everybody'd want to go to Cuba.
Out of curiosity.
Right, because it was forbidden before, and now they're going to go to Havana and for cigars, donkey shows, and for beach time because they couldn't go there before.
Okay, I see what your point is.
I saw The Godfather, too. I know.
I mean, I understand what your point is, and with all that, but I'm just trying to say is, you know, sanctioning. You spam.
I see what you're saying because we're sanctioning communications, not tangible products.
You know, yeah. I mean, is that possible? Is that possible?
I
mean,
you're
stopping spam, and Verizon is saying, you know, you're in other countries, and we know there's spam from these other countries. We'll just block the country.
That's a very good.
.nz is now totally blocked. Let's say hypothetically, I don't know exactly how Verizon does this.
Right,
yet.
right.
I don't know how they do this. Systematically wow. say no, nothing from China. I mean, you know,
anything that comes from IP addresses from that region,
right? And that's what they're trying to do right there. Damn, that is deep, dude.
I don't know how they can.
Can you sanction communications?
I honestly don't know. I'd have to think about that because I think it's a good way to punish.
I think Taiki's saying fuck them, they don't pay taxes. Well, no, but they do in their own country.
Who say China can say, oh, we're sick of getting mail from LV Rocks. We'll just cut that.
And they do that, but I mean, you have
China does that. China does that inside for like when they banned Google and stuff. And China wanted to become one big fucking national intranet.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's, I guess, my dilemma is like, okay, I can understand blocking spam. And I think a lawsuit for the frivolousness of just, you know, hey, you're blocking my grandma's legitimate email from New Zealand. I think that's stupid, okay?
They give you workarounds. I'm going to ask you something even that's not a workaround. How can BAM... You know what? Screw sanctions. How can spam legally be illegal?
I mean, what's the validity of spam being illegal?
Yeah. What's the difference between...
There's no difference between spam and the junk mail and the weekly readers that we get in our mailboxes every week.
No, I'm talking about canvassers. If canvassers can pass out, you know, little coupons and stuff like that for lap dances...
Time out. Chat room. Canvassers are people that stand down on the strip... And they quite literally, when tourists walk by, try to hand them material that, in most cases, is pornographic.
Used
to canvas?
Not that. I used to.
Fucking
there's
scum.
There's a way of doing it. I know exactly how to do it. You smack your leg and you go whack and you hit them the.
You try to hand them. So you canvassed. What did you?
$8 an hour. $8 an hour for doing it. They pretty damn. And it's cash too.
All under the table.
Money,
all under the table. Interesting.
Except when I got in August and I was killing over there at Carol's by New York. That's the corner, I'll have you know.
And when did you do this?
I did this when I first came to town. After New York opened. So
what a hell of a first job to have.
90s.
Wow.
It was a summer job. I needed extra money. And then I worked at the monorail. And when
the MGM monorail.
Together, I had to give up one of the jobs. I gave up the monorail. So I said, well, I'll do this for the summer. And
you've got some interesting tales right there.
That's interesting.
You're scum.
The only one
so you helped give pornography to children.
And you helped litter.
No, I
you helped
adults.
Litter
I drew the
strip. You contributed to the pollution and the litter of the strip. Hey, the flooding on the strip because of all the articles and all that, all the smut that's logged in the gutters.
And what you gave pornographic material to children.
I drew a line at adults. I only gave it to adults. They said give it to everybody. I wouldn't do that. I give it to,
Okay, now this is a question that's come up by people I know, and I think we've actually asked this question.
Yes.
It's a legitimate question. Do they watch you do it, and do they measure it by bulk?
Hell no, they don't watch
it. So you could quite literally say, yeah, I gave this much away and actually have shoved it in a trash can somewhere.
Well, you got people a few feet down from you watch it. You usually have two or three at a station. They have one by the Carrolls by New York. They had one across the street over by the Denny's over there by the parking garage going up for the, where the hell, the showcase. And there's another one down.
You used to work at the showcase.
You did?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Actually, we used to do the wrestling show from the All American Bar and Grill. Or whatever the hell that place was. The All-Star Cafe.
All-Star Cafe, yeah.
Yeah, we used to do the...
So every Sunday morning, dude, I had to like stand by the intake that was right next to the exhaust vents for the All-Star Cafe. It was fucking nasty.
Ew.
I get that blowing right into my face all morning on Sunday.
Yum. Tasty.
Yeah, nice.
It was only on Sundays. I can't figure out why.
But there's some spots, I think, in between the Caesars and the Mirage, there's like this little area there, this public sidewalk, and they're all there. I mean, one time I bumped into Muhammad Ali there. I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? You know, he was like, he wasn't...
Hey, where can I get the poontang?
he was soliciting money for the mission or something like that. I'm like, what's Muhammad Ali?
Wow.
What are you doing here?
You got to be Muhammad Ali because you were a canvasser.
And he was panhandling. No, yeah, okay, he was panhandling.
I got a question.
Whatever the hell he was doing, he was wearing a white suit with a little change bucket shaking it. So I'm like,
well, of course he's shaking it, dude. Like he's gonna keep it
all
still.
He can do.
All he can do.
Well, I got a question right there, man. Did you? What's the weirdest shit you ever saw?
Muhammad Ali.
It's Muhammad Ali. That's it. No midgets or anything.
No.
Now, did you give some porn to Muhammad Ali?
No.
Why not, dude?
The guy could barely talk. Because it was. I just would say, Jesus, that's Muhammad Ali.
He can't talk, dude, but he can lick.
Did you meet him? Did you shake his hand?
I said, hi. I said, hello, sir.
How do you not have an interaction with Muhammad Ali and not shake?
He was mobbed. He was absolutely mobbed. People were firing money in that bucket like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
It's Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Thanks for answering. Because we've always wondered that. Like, you know, they don't catch you. Just shove the shit down a drain and run.
Right.
You know, they're not really paying attention.
So, but even though
Do you get paid by bulk? Oh, you
well,
got
I have
one
a question.
Ream of
I have a question.
Newspapers.
I have a question. So naturally, you gave these to some people and they threw them down right away,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, did children come along and pick them up?
Yeah, a few. Yeah, probably the teenagers and
so
some of the
you
curious.
Gave children.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh.
Did you shoo them off?
And I'm sure you've inadvertently have killed somebody when they were following or being followed by you in traffic. Does that make you a murderer?
Prove it.
Same case.
Nuh-uh. Because he saw the fruits of the seeds of the thorns he planted.
Hey, it's Vegas.
Fruits of the seeds of the thorns?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. That's interesting. So, yeah, we had the... Where were we at with this canvassing? What were we talking about?
We were talking about...
Spam.
Spam,
we were talking about spam and email and is it legal, you know, or...
I have to think about that. That's a good topic for the website.
What's that?
People's opinion about that. Whether or not for the sanctioning and whether or not spam itself is illegal.
Fair enough. Why don't we maybe someone start that, maybe you or me later on tonight.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right, folks. I think we need to start wrapping
shit
up.
Well, dude, the other show isn't even here.
I think they're outside. I think you keep hearing someone bang some doors or something.
Well, dude, if they're not here,
he's
dude,
got a key, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yeah.
So
if, well, if they don't show up, let's just continue our show, man. Make up some for some lost time.
That's the bum out there, I think, isn't he?
The bum, yeah.
Hey,
well,
man, I know you got an ATM card. Take me down to 7-Eleven.
The history of this place.
Yeah, or Goof. Which one?
Don't even get me started on the Goof. Don't even get me started on that, man.
Oh, Lord, help us.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen.
You have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spank Wagon Radio.
Real quick, before we go, we need to thank a few people. First, I want to say thank you to Mr. Diggs and LBRocks.com for allowing us to come into studio and play. Want to say thank you to PlanetRadio.us for syndicating us. Also, thank you to Radio306.com for syndication as well.
We like you, Canada, and your Tim Hortons.
Eh? Big thank you to Toe and RsAnime.com. Also, thank you to VFTP.net. And remember, folks, if we're not live, we're in the archive. And also check out Subject to Discussion in the Archive. Go ahead and pitch your show a little.
Ah, thank you.
That's a good plug.
Thank you.
To plug your show.
Since the show did so well last week, talking about Galactica, I'm going to bring on Aaron Douglas, who plays Chief Tyrell.
Really?
On this coming Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And then after that week, the show's going to move to an earlier time at 6 because there's a little
I got a question.
Scheduling conflict.
Yeah.
Thanks for warning
me. Are they like staying at the Rio and like you know what room they're in?
Galactica? No. G-0?
They're staying at the Hilton. Oh. They really dig the Star Trek experience.
Yay!
And actually, he's going to come to town, I guess.
Dude, I've been drunk on the roof of the Hilton.
And he wants to do the show from the studio, so I'm like, well, we'll see.
Yeah, let
That's
him.
Pretty cool.
I want to bring Edward James Olmos on. That'd be kind of have him sit here in the studio, an Oscar Award winner sitting here.
I'd be like, so how much does it take to spackle that up?
So that scene in American Me with you and the rice.
Miami Vice, don't forget, too. He was usually, what the hell was he?
He was like the chief, yeah, lieutenant.
Too bad you won't live forever, but then again, who does?
He was the principal in Stand By Me. That's when he won his Oscar.
Yeah,
okay, thank you.
Was he in Stand By Me?
What? Yes, he was. No,
he's in Stand and Deliver.
No, Stand and Deliver. Stand and Deliver, yeah.
Well, them damn movies.
All right.
Yeah.
Enough with the career of Edward James Olmos. We'll wait next week when he's dead celebrity.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable quadraphonic Ayatollah of the internet, Claude Balls.
Big thank you to Sean Omack for showing up and
thank you.
Playing
thank
with
you.
Us thank in our you. Backyard. We'll see you all next week, hopefully on time.
Dude.